This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radio, is in a full swing. And I did, man, promise you that I will be joined on the line by South African all-round entertainer, right? I mean, she started off as a dancer and has now made her way into music creation. And she's already on everyone's lips. She is a dancer, a vocalist, a dance teacher, and so, so much more. And this is the platform for us to get to know her a tad bit better. Her name is Asanda Ndumalo. But you and me and your kids know her as Nessa, right? Adventure Family, help me welcome Nessa on the line. Good afternoon, Nessa. How are you doing?
Afternoon. I'm good. How are you?
No, I'm great. Thank you for taking your time, man, to come and join, you know, us on the show. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so let's get straight into it, Nessa. I mean, let's talk about a bit about your upbringing. I mean, did you grow up, you know, in a family of entertainers? And the reason why I asked this is because you started dancing at a tender age of 5, that is?
Yes. I did not grow up in a family of entertainers, so I'm the first of hopefully many. But, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no. It has to start somewhere, I guess.
Yeah.
Most definitely. And when did you, you know, realize that this is something that you would like to pursue in your life?
I think when I saw that there were actually other people out there who love doing what I'm doing, and they've made it literally their daily commitment and their daily job, mm-hmm. and it feeds their families. So I'd say when I first came across to its finest, and I saw that, oh, dancers are actually a real thing out here, you know?
100%, yeah. So, I mean, a lot of people know you through dance, and recently I'm sure you shocked everyone else when you dropped a song. Let's talk a bit about, you know, you evolving into music, and what inspired you to get into the studio and start making music, that is?
I have had visits in the studio when I was with the artist that I used to dance for. So I wasn't too far off from the music world. It was just a matter of getting myself on the mic and, you know, not being in the background anymore.
Mm. Okay.
Yes.
Interesting. I need to ask you this. I mean, but weren't you, you know, scared as to whether, you know, people might receive the music or whether people will receive the music well? And how did it feel when you saw your song get so many TikToks done to it?
It was overwhelming, but overwhelmingly great in a way that obviously if you've introduced people and you've gotten them used to one side of you, it's very interesting and sometimes even difficult to introduce them to the other side of the coin, you know?
Yeah.
And in terms of music, you can't really control how people receive your music.
Mm-hmm.
And you can never really determine that your music means as much to people as it does to you. So it was really great to see that people also resonate with the music side of me, and they also like my music, and they want to dance to my music the same way that I've been dancing to other people's music.
Uh-huh.
So it just felt great.
Touché. Amazing. And I mean, with everyone that's on the song, featured on the song, you know, the likes of CK, Amaza, and Gubzin, how did that come about? And when did you know that these are the right people that I need to feature on the song?
With Gubzin and Amaza, we've made songs before. So Mata wasn't our first song. It was just our first song that we decided to release.
Mm.
But with CK, it was just an organic thing where we were just chilling. She heard the song and she was like, yo, I have to do something on this song. And she was just great.
Amazing stuff. So, I mean, the name of the song is called Mata, and it's doing so well. But what are we muttering from, Nessa? What exactly are we muttering from?
In the context of the song, you're basically running away from your problems. You're running to prosperity. Whatever you want it to mean to you, hey, that's what it is.
Okay. So we should just keep on muttering.
Just keep running.
All right. No, we shall definitely do that. And I mean, before I let you go, do you have plans, you know, to drop a body of work? I know you, as you're saying, that you're always in the studio and always surrounded by music. Or are you currently working on a new music as well?
I'm currently working on new music. I'm hoping to release an EP, hopefully before August.
Uh-huh.
Or in August. just so people get to know my music more, and I also get to like explore my sound. But right now, I'm still in the engineering phase. I'm still crafting, making sure that I put out good music, not only good for my ears, but good for people as well, and something that people will like and relate to.
All right. Well, Nasa, I mean, when you do that, please do share with us. Give us an exclusive here on Capricorn FM. We would like to have you again, just so that we can track the journey, man, and the growth that we know that is definitely coming. So if we can get at least a promise from you regarding that, we shall be so, so happy and grateful, right?
I got you guys. I got you guys.
Most definitely. Thank you so much, Nasa. You know, thank you so much for joining us. Wish you all the best in your future endeavors, and do have a beautiful Monday afternoon further.
Thank you.
Alrighty. Peace.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.